By a 10-to-1 vote, the Assembly received, without official comment, Wheeler's 60-page appraisal of whether or not Assembly members were given adequate information about the municipality's revenues as they prepared the 2009 budget and approved 4 multi-year union contracts. But if there was no official response to the report, last night's session provided plenty of reaction from individual Assembly members. Bill Starr said the Wheeler report demanded further action beyond simple acceptance.
I think the idea that we would want to sit down and go through it, talking about it, talking about perhaps the observations of the report that said we were intentionally misled, those are brutal statements to have.
His Assembly colleague, Dan Coffey, agreed.
When our body cannot trust the people who work for the city to be forthright and candid, if anything is clear to me from reading the report, it's that we did not find it to be forthcoming, and we did not find the information to be candid.
Coffey added acceptance of the report did not prevent further delving into its findings.
But I will just tell this body that it ain't over. We're not done.
Assemblymember Mike Ataris agreed that trust had been lost, but for him, it was with Mayor Dan Sullivan's administration and Wheeler's report.
There's a lot of trust, I think, that's been lost on both sides, in both directions, on this issue, and you're going to have to work really hard, I think, to rebuild that.
Ataris said portions of the report featured inconsistencies, and the findings were politically motivated. Wheeler is a Sullivan appointee.
As I read through this report, Mr. Wheeler, I don't trust you anymore. I really don't. There are a lot of holes in this report.
Later, Ataris apologized on record for saying that he did not personally trust Wheeler. But Ataris did not retract his belief that the report was politically motivated. Although the final vote to accept the report was nearly unanimous, an earlier vote to delay acceptance and hold a work session on the report's findings failed 6-5. Starr and Coffey backed postponement. Ataris did not. Assemblymember Sheila Selcraig also saw little to be gained by delay.
There's multiple perspectives on what occurred. I think that ultimately it's going to be he said, she said, then we're probably not going to come to an agreed upon understanding of exactly what happened.
The he said, she said was apparent during an assembly break after the acceptance vote. The chief financial officer for Bakich, Sharon Weddleton, indicated to reporters that she had a 16-page list of mistakes she'd found in Wheeler's report. She said they included failure to note the 2 major fund balance accounts, which had dipped considerably during the period in question, were now restored to their previous value. She also said the municipal attorney apparently had not examined 3 binders of supplied answers to budget committee queries. Wheeler responded to reporters that he had conducted a thorough investigation and that he had utilized Sullivan's financial advisors for guidance on the materials he found. The political furor over the Wheeler report seems unlikely to go away. Selcraig hoped that despite that continuing division, perhaps the Assembly at least could unite toward one goal.
It seems to me that there's a great opportunity here to put into place the rules and the regulations and the protocols that we feel will protect us from the events that occurred last year that have created this kind of anger and sense of disappointment in this body.
Both Wheeler and Assemblymember Matt Clayman have been separately working on an ordinance to establish additional financial reporting protocols. During last night's discussion, they agreed to work together on the legislation. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.